Hi, this is Stella Peroni sitting here with Jean Coleman on January 14th at her home at what's the address here, Jean?
12 Oak Lane.
12 Oak Lane.
All right.
Okay. Jean, why don't you start off with by telling me where you were born?
Oh, I was born in the Middle West, Fremont, Nebraska.
Fremont, Nebraska. What year? Oh, is that
I
rude?
never
Okay.
tell.
Okay, that's okay. I don't want to be personal, but okay. You want to tell me a little bit about your parents and your siblings, and if you could give me a brief description of what led you to Mill Valley when you.
We came to Mill Valley in 1937, and we
Is
came.
that, were you with your parents, obviously?
Yes.
Okay.
And we came because my brother was a friend of George Wickham's.
Is that
George
Stephanie
Wickham's
Wood's father?
father, who was
Okay.
mayor of Mill Valley.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, my brother was a friend of his,
What, your
and
brother or your father?
my brother. It was
Okay.
my brother. And my brother. Well, anyway, the Wickhams had moved to California, to this place, and that's what
Were
brought
they
us
wait, were they
here.
from, I'm sorry if I interrupt. Were they from your hometown, Nebraska?
Yes,
Oh,
yes,
okay. So
yes,
they were
yes.
from Nebraska.
Yeah, they were from Fremont.
Okay.
Yes. So, anyway, that's what brought us to Mill Valley.
Okay, and how old was your brother when you moved here?
He would have been in, let's see. Oh, I was in the sixth grade at Summit School.
Wait, Summit School here in Mill Valley? Okay, so you moved when you were in sixth grade.
Yeah, I came here and I came to the low sixth grade at Summit School.
The school right here, the base of Summit, a block up from Old Mill.
Yes,
Okay.
right. And my brother had to go to high school.
Okay, so your family moved. Your brother was just a high school student, and your
Yeah.
family moved because your brother,
Well,
who was in high school's friend, moved.
I guess, in that time it was just after the Depression.
Oh, okay.
And so I think that times were hard. So maybe they thought that there would be better times here.
Okay, better opportunities.
Yeah.
I, if your brother knew George Wickham, can I assume that your parents were also friends with the Wickham
No,
seniors?
they weren't close friends. They weren't. No, they weren't. No, that's all I remember about that.
Okay, so your parents and you and your brother moved out here in.
In 1937, when the Golden Gate Bridge came.
Okay, what year was the Golden Gate Bridge? I'm sorry, I should know
It's
that.
1937, I
Okay.
think. I think. And be, but it still we still could take the train to the ferry, and then go on to San Francisco. And even I remember my parents driving the car on the ferry and going to San Francisco that way.
Wow.
On the ferry, the car.
Okay. So you came out here and did your father, what did your
Well, he was a
father?
builder.
Okay.
Yeah, and he, well,
What was your last name? Was it?
Spangler.
Oh, okay.
Spangler. And so, anyway, he was going to build a house for us here in Mill Valley. And we were living in sort of a temporary place,
Where did you live when you moved out here?
Blithedale Avenue.
Is the house still there?
Yeah.
Do you remember the number?
Yeah, no, I don't, but it was right next to the Methodist Church
Wait, on which
on
one?
Blithedale. Not no, that
Camino
wasn't.
Alto?
No, the Methodist Church was on Blithedale. I'm sorry.
Okay, yeah.
It was the Methodist Church when we lived there,
What was
next
it?
to the door to them. Now it's, I don't know what it is now. It's on Sycamore and
Oh,
Blithedale.
okay. So you lived right near the church at Sycamore and
Yeah,
Blithedale.
right next door.
Right next door, okay.
So I remember singing in the choir and being in the young people's group and going away to their camp,
Where was their
doing.
camp?
Now that I don't
How'd
remember.
you
I
get there?
don't remember. Well, we were driven there, of course. It was away from here. It certainly was. Now, isn't that strange?
Was it up in the mountains, or?
I just don't remember much about it, but I do remember going there because that was about the first time I was ever away from my family, you know.
Okay, so your parents moved here with you and your brother, and you had this rental house on East Blythedale next to the Methodist Church.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was an apartment below a house.
Oh, you lived in the apartment below the house.
Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. And you entered Summit School.
Yes.
You said low sixth grade. What does that mean?
We had low sixth and high sixth at then.
What's the difference?
And low fifth and high fifth. I think it had to do with sometimes they would skip students, you know, that could do more work or something. They would skip them. And then it was easier to do it with those two, low and high. I believe that's what it was.
Okay. Maybe it was just age?
Age.
I mean, like the first 6 months of the year were high and the second 6 months
I don't know.
Okay.
And you know, that's possible. I suppose that's possible.
How many people in your class?
And
roughly, you remember?
No, actually, I don't remember roughly. And I remember a couple of classmates.
Yeah, who do you remember?
Well, I remember Pudgy Sides. She was in my class.
Pudgy?
Yeah, her name was Frances, but they
called her Pudgy.
We called her Pudge.
Flattering.
And she wasn't pudgy at all. You know, when we knew her, she's never been pudgy. But
how do you spell her last name?
Seitz, S-E-I-T-Z. Now, she would be a granddaughter of the Wysocks.
Okay, got it.
Yeah. And so anyway, and then I...
And she remained in Mill Valley all her life?
Till she got married, I think.
Okay.
I think. Yeah, till she got married. Yeah, I think so. And and then I also remember having a Japanese friend. And when the war came, or before the war came, yeah, and we used to go on hikes together. I think we even hiked to Muir Woods. I can't imagine that we did that. But
do you remember her name?
Akiko.
Akiko.
Oh, yeah, and she came back to Mill Valley. She lived here.
Oh, neat.
And in fact, she worked in the library.
Last name, do you remember her last name?
Shibata. I don't think she ever married.
Uh-huh.
She had two sisters. And so anyway, Akiko was sent back to Japan. She lived here with her two sisters, with an uncle. Mr. Yoko, he used to do gardening for a lot of families in Mill Valley.
The name again?
Yoko. And, you know, because there was a lot of sort of Japanese influence, I think, back then for this city. You know, there were Japanese gardens and those couple of archways that are here in Mill Valley that still exist. And, so he used to do Japanese gardening, and anyway, she was sent back to Japan, but before the war, because apparently they knew something was going on before the war. And
did she not have parents? Is that why she said uncle?
Apparently, her parents were in Japan, and I don't know why these girls were all sent to live with their aunt and uncle in Mill Valley. But anyway, the two sisters they were older and they refused to go back to Japan. So anyway, but Kiko did, and I have memory of writing to her through the Red Cross, but I don't know if that's true.
So if you moved out in 1937, the war started in 1941
things
or 2.
Things were rumbling already Europe and so forth. And then Pearl Harbor was what year? I don't remember.
Oh gosh, I'm not very good.
I don't remember what year Pearl Harbor was.
But she was gone by the time Pearl Harbor was attacked.
Oh yes.
Yeah, long gone.
Yeah, she was gone. So, but anyway, that was very. It was sort of thinking of my life. I thought how wonderful that I had that exposure. You know, I don't think I would know Japanese people in Fremont, Nebraska, you know, or have that opportunity. Yeah. It went black.
That's okay. It's screensaver. Oh, Elena, okay. don't transcribe that. Okay. Okay, who else do you remember from your grammar school?
Let's see.
Any boys you remember?
Yeah, Donald Schroeder. I remember him. His sister was president of the Outdoor Art Club.
Oh, neat.
And his mother was president of the Outdoor Art Club as well.
At Summit School, I've kind of seen it from the road. Did you have much of a play area there? Outdoor play area?
You know, I don't remember the outdoor area.
Imagine either. How many classrooms in it? Was that like kindergarten through eighth grade?
Through sixth grade, probably.
K through six, okay.
Uh-huh. And then for high sixth, I went to Old Mill School. We went to Old Mill for high sixth. And then for seventh.
So was Old Mill then? Old Mill just started at sixth grade then? It did six, seven, and eight or something?
It wasn't seventh and eighth, because then seventh and eighth, I went to Park School. Seems strange now that I think of it. But I know I went to Park School because I remember the principal there, Mrs. Edna McGuire, is named after her.
What do you remember about her?
Oh, I just remember being called into her office once for, I don't know what I did. I crossed the street. It had something to do with traffic, I think. Couldn't have been very serious. But that, I do remember that.
Was she an older woman at that point? She probably
No, she wasn't that old. She wasn't, I didn't think. So anyway, seventh and eighth grades were there at Park School. And we had, I know that was different. Because at Old Mill School and Summit School, we had just one teacher for the class, you know. But at seventh and eighth grade, we had a different teacher for every subject, as I remember correctly, I think.
So what did you do in Mill Valley in those early years when you were in sixth, seventh, and eighth grade, when you weren't in school? What do you remember about Mill Valley?
Well, I remember, you know, going on those hikes with Kiko, and then I remember...
Like, where would you hike?
Well, I think we went to Muir Woods once.
Okay.
I think, or just around town, it could be. We hiked up on roads, outlying roads around town. And there was a 5 o'clock whistle in those days. And so when the 5 o'clock whistle blew, we had to come home. You know, that seems funny at the time. Imagine it.
And where was home? How long did you stay in East Blythedale?
It was during the war. The war had already started, and it was Pearl Harbor, and I remember being very frightened. And my mother said, "We have to be brave." I remember my mother saying that. And my mother became a civilian defense worker. And she worked someplace in Sausalito and watched for enemy planes.
Really?
You know? Yeah. But, and my brother was in the Merchant Marine then. And he had just come home from a tour. And she was up with the other person that did it with her. And it was a terrible storm, and I think the windows blew in. And she died very suddenly there.
Your mom did?
Yeah.
You mean, so it was accidental from...
Well, I don't know whether it was the stress.
So she was at work?
Yes.
And a big storm, the windows blew in, and she died like a heart attack sort of thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, how horrible. How old were you?
Yeah, very unexpectedly. And I was 16.
Gosh.
And so that, see, my father was going to build us this house, and then that made the change.
Oh, how horrible. And what was your dad doing these years from when you moved out here until you were 16?
Well, he had work.
Building?
Yeah, he had work here. And I think he did well, you know. I think he did well. He had work, I know. So, anyway, that was quite a shock to lose my mother that way. So, anyway, now where do we go from here?
Okay, so your mom had this tragic death, and then... when did you, where you moved from East Blythedale at some point after that?
Oh, well then, my brother, in those days, you know, people, well, I remember one friend whose father had committed suicide because of the depression, you know, and so another family took her in.
And was this back in Nebraska?
No, this was in Mill Valley.
Oh, you're kidding.
No, it was in Mill Valley. So my brother just begged the Seitz family. He knew the Seitz family. He just begged them to take me in. And while my father, you know, got sort of adjusted.
Your father got what?
Sort of adjusted to, you know, the being a widower. And he went, but he went back to Nebraska.
Your brother did, or your father?
No, my father did.
Or your father went back to Nebraska.
So anyway, I stayed with their family for, you know, for my high school time.
And where? Wait, so this is from age 16?
Yeah.
For the last couple of years of high school?
Yeah, well, actually it was I think it was just my senior year in high school.
Yeah, that would make sense, given your age.
Yeah.
Where did they live?
They lived on Bolsa Avenue. And so I think Kleiss had built their house, you know, the builder Kleiss. So anyway, that's, they had two daughters, and Pudge was one of them.
Oh yeah, Pudge, yeah.
As I said, I knew. I remember Pudge. One silly thing I remember about her, I think of it, I don't know why, but we used to play some sort of a game, and I remember Pudge going, one potato, two potato, three potato, four, you know, and counting us out. I think of that sometimes. I don't know why I think of her that way. Anyway, and so we still know her. I mean, I still know her.
She's still alive?
Yeah, she lives in Pullman, Washington.
Oh, neat.
Yeah. So, I just heard from her. She sent me a birthday card. So, anyway, now let's see. So, I had my senior year there, and they were a very, very, very loving family and treated me just like their own daughter, you know. That was a very, very, I was very lucky, really, to have that.
Okay, so of course you were at Tam High.
Yes, uh-huh. And my dad was, you know, he was just shattered with the loss of his wife, so. And he went back and he married her sister. So then he was married to her for some years, which was very wonderful for him, too. And I was very
happy. Did they move back out here from Nebraska after he married the sister? Did they come back to Mill Valley?
Yeah. No, they didn't come back to Mill Valley. They lived in San Francisco.
Okay, so they came out west.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, that's right. Uh-huh. And they lived in the city then. They always lived in the city. He didn't move back to.
Are there any houses around town, Mill Valley, that your dad built that you know
of?
Well,
he and his brother did the addition to the Baptist Church, there's an addition on Miller Avenue.
Oh, the little school one, the white one there?
Yes, okay. I think it is the little school.
Okay, so his brother moved out here with him.
Yeah, his brother did. Yes. And he built a lot of houses around Mill Valley. He was a, as Mr. Jordan, our electrician neighbor said, that he did everything. He was one of those people that did the plumbing and the electricity and everything in the contracting, you know. So anyway, that I know that, and that addition on the church is called Spangler Hall.
Oh, is it?
Well, it was at one point. I don't know if it's still called that. Okay. But
anything else that you know he built?
It was different houses that they lived in. There was... Well,
the, who lived in?
My uncle.
Oh, your uncle. Okay.
Yeah. Let's see. Well, there's one in Homestead, and there's one in Tiburon, and...
Where's the one in Homestead? Do you remember?
Yeah. I think it was on Homestead Boulevard. Well, I'm not sure about that. And they painted it blue, and I always thought that was just kind of strange to paint it blue. It didn't look right. But
did they have kids? Did your uncle have children?
Yes, he had. He had four children. Four children, yes. My cousins, yeah.
Okay, so you went to Tim High.
Yeah, and...
And then what?
And then... I went on to College of Pacific, and I guess they thought that, I don't know, because of my affiliation with the Methodist Church, or I don't know, because it was a, at that time it was called a Methodist college.
The one out in Stockton?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it's now UOP.
Right.
Yeah. So I went there for 4 years, and... And I didn't want that to end. College. Most people, you know, wanted to get out of college and do something. But yeah. I just wanted to stay there. So, anyway. I wanted to tell you something else about Mill Valley, because it had a big influence on our lives. We rented a house, my husband and I, from Mama Gravander. I guess you haven't heard of her.
Say the name again.
Mama Gravander. And she had this house up on Telvice Avenue. And there was a cottage attached to it. In fact, there were two cottages. And we rented one of the cottages. And it was... It was, she at that time was in Sweden, I think, when we first moved there. And she came back, and she had a big influence on everybody that she knew. And she always had these Swedish celebrations, and that everybody was invited to. And it was like living in Sweden.
Oh, neat.
She was a Swedish weaver. And she had a place in the city that was called Svegord. But she moved here. I don't know why they decided to move here and buy this property. But it's the house is still there. And much the way that it was when...
Where is it?
About 325 Tamalpais Avenue. And in front, or to the side of it, you just see this little cottage.
That's in the upslope, right? Or is that upslope or downslope? You're going up on the right or the left?
It would be downslope, but not much downslope.
Okay.
And anyway, you'll see this little cottage next to it, and it used to be very Swedish. The walls. inside were painted blue, and the curtains were blue and yellow, the hand-woven curtains, and there was a fireplace in the living room and a fireplace in the big room down below that we used as a nursery for our children. And so it was very, very nice.
Okay, so you graduate from UOP, or College of Pacific, and then yeah.
I worked as a secretary for a couple of different companies. One of them was Commerce Clearinghouse, I guess. And one day, I met my husband on the street.
Is this San Francisco?
Yeah, but I already knew him from the UOP.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I didn't go out with him or anything. I just knew who he was. And I guess he knew who I was. I don't know. I don't know why I should have known. But anyway, that's how we met, on the street.
In San Francisco?
Yeah. And when we were both, I think, let's see. Then I moved out of my parents' apartment and went into a boarding house, because everybody did that then in San Francisco. We all went and lived in these boarding houses. My husband lived in another one. And then...
Wait, can you describe what a boarding house is? You just like had a room with...
Yeah.
And you used a central kitchen?
Yeah, I think so. I don't remember how we ate. We must have prepared our own meals somehow. But I really don't remember that.
Shared bathrooms?
Uh-huh, yeah.
But you had your own room.
Well, I might have shared it with a couple of people. I might have had a shared room. Isn't that strange? If you don't write things down, you don't remember them.
Do you remember where in the city you were?
Where there were... No, I don't remember now. I don't remember. Right, I thought it was close to my parents' apartment. They lived on Fillmore Avenue. I thought it was close to them. But anyway, my husband and I, we kept, if I would take the bus, he would be on the bus. And if I took the cable car, he would be on the cable car. And we kept meeting. And so then I think we just went together about 6 months, and then we decided to marry, I think. It seems awfully fast, doesn't it?
How old were you?
Well, I must have been, I think 23, I'm not sure. I think so. About then. I think he was 29, I think. He was as old as my brother. So anyway, that's how we kept meeting. It just seemed to be fate.
And so then, after you got married, did you live in Mill Valley? Is that when you rented the...
Oh, solution? Yes. Yeah. That's when we found... Well, first, we went to Europe first. We lived on Twin Peaks. We had an apartment there. And then my husband always loved to travel, so we went right to Europe, and he studied on the GI Bill.
Oh, in Europe?
Uh-huh.
Great.
Yeah.
What did he study?
Well, he studied the language in Paris.
Oh, neat.
And then, by then, I was pregnant, and I think of this and think how I knew I was pregnant, and yet I went over to Europe, you know. And then I decided that I wanted to have the baby in Switzerland. So that's, then we went
to
Switzerland.
Any special reason?
Yeah, I don't know. It's just sort of an instinctive thing.
I didn't know if the child got Swiss citizenship.
No, that didn't have anything to do with it, because in France he would have been half French, you know, he could have had French. But in Switzerland it's what your parents are, or at least it was at that time. So it didn't have to do with that. It had to do with something with, and it was a good idea because I had health issues with the pregnancy. And I came to a very, very, one of probably the best doctors in Switzerland. And I remember him putting me to bed right away until I had the baby. And everything was fine.
Okay, and what did you have?
A boy.
A boy.
Yeah.
And his name was?
Stephen Michael.
Stephen Michael.
Uh-huh.
Is it appropriate to ask you what year that was?
What year was it? Well, we were married. I know we were married in 1950.
Okay.
So it must have been 1951.
Okay.
The baby was
born.
So
you had Stephen Michael, okay, in Switzerland.
Uh-huh. In Geneva.
Geneva, great.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay, and then?
And then we came back to America after being in Switzerland. And I think we were there for about 6 months. And then we came back to America, and I was trying to think where my husband got a job. I can't remember. There was a time when he worked for the Santa Rosa Press Democrat. So that must have been where we went next.
Was he a writer? Or was
yes.
He
yes, he was a journalist. So he worked for the Press Democrat then. And I think that we were in there for about a year, and then we came.
So did you live in Santa Rosa area?
Yeah, uh-huh. We lived there for a year, I think. And then we came back to... Oh, we had friends there that we knew. And somehow they got him onto the Chronicle. So he got a job with the San Francisco Chronicle. And that's when we were looking for a house in Mill Valley, a place to stay, you know. So that's when we found the house at Mama Gravander's rental. And we stayed there a year in that house, in the Swedish house. But it was all paint-colored Swedish, you know, with Swedish designs and everything.
Does it still look Swedish?
I don't think so. The interior is a lot like she had it. You know, that wasn't changed the way a lot of people, you know, change things. That wasn't changed. But the kitchen was changed. But that was changed while her daughter lived there. So... because I remember her kitchen, and it had a little built-in table, and there were benches around it, you know, where the table was. And this is where she used to serve the big Swedish smorgasbord, you know, that she did. And she always had the children wearing these lighted candle dresses. And everybody was nervous about that. But nothing ever happened. And so anyway, that's... and then from there, we found this house to buy.
What year was that?
1955.
Okay, 1955, you bought this house.
Right? Yeah, uh-huh.
And how many kids did you end up having?
Just two boys.
Okay, Stephen and?
Joseph, okay. Paul.
And how many years later did you have?
Just 2 years later.
Okay.
I'm trying to think. Oh, why, we lived in the city too. And that's when Joey was born, the baby. So we lived in the city there for a while on Bay Street in a housing project. It was a brand new housing project. And that must have been when we, from there we must have been moved to Mill Valley. I don't have all these things
that's
documented.
That's no, okay.
I should have them documented times.
So, okay, so the kids basically spent pretty much their entire life in this home.
Yes, they did. Uh-huh. Yes. Uh-huh. They grew up here.
And they went to Old Mill School?
Yes. They both went to Old Mill School, too. Yeah. And Tamalpais. Yeah.
I should have done this before. I am going to...
I remember playing in Old Mill Park a lot, going there almost every day. And in that at a time, they had what they called the WPA. Our government had that. And so there were people there that would, lead the children there in projects and so forth. And I remember one project even was, there was a woodcarver there named George Hobrock, and he taught wood carving to some of us. But then I just remember being in the park a lot, Old Mill Park. And I can't remember exactly what. I remember there was a wading pool there.
Really? In the creek, obviously, they had it dammed?
No, it was just a little cement wading pool about where the playground is now. Just a wading pool. And so that, yeah, I just remember Old Mill Park a lot. Yeah. But.
Did you do the Dipsy Steps much?
No, I don't think so. No, I didn't. No. And I was just telling my son, I said, I have never been to Cascade Dam. I've never been there in all my life. Can you imagine? I just never got there. I should go there, I guess. But
did your friends go there and swim when you were young?
No, I don't remember that very much. No, I don't. But it was a popular place, apparently. Because I just read about it in the paper. Again. And I don't know whether my brother went there or not. I don't remember that. But, one thing that really bothers me about Mill Valley is that... there's no downtown. The downtown has changed so much. We had this department store on the corner called Albert's, and we used to be able to buy our Tamalpais High School uniforms there.
You had uniforms at Tamalpais?
Yes.
What were they?
We wore dark pleated skirts, and a white midi. And there was a dark midi, too. A dark collar, I remember. And then we had a dark tie. And when you got to be a senior, you didn't wear the dark collar anymore. You wore a red tie. And that made you a senior. But we had those pleated skirts, dark navy blue pleated skirts. And... So we could purchase those. He's afraid of strangers. He's very silly. He's a fraidy cat.
Elena, that's about the cat. Skip that. Skip that. Okay. But wait, hold on. We're going to talk about the cat for a minute. Skip on the transcript. This is the most beautiful cat I've ever seen in my life. I love him. Okay. Okay. No more cat talk.
Where were we?
We're talking about there's no downtown because you used to be able to go there and buy your uniform.
At Albert's. And then there was a shoe store, Mosier's, and there were dime stores, and variety stores. And, we had more than one grocery store downtown. Too.
What did you have besides? You had Mill Valley Market, right?
Yeah. And then there was a Safeway close by.
Where was that?
On Blithedale, at the corner of Blithedale and I think that's Sunnyside.
Where the bank is now, Bank of Marin?
Where the bank is, yes. Oh, okay. Yes. And anyway, I miss that part of Mill Valley a lot. And I found that it was so hard to, I mean, in those days it seemed to be so easy to get out of Mill Valley and so easy to do things without a car, you know. You could go to the, directly to the city easily. And but you can't do that now. It's, travel is a lot different. I don't know.
Okay, so when you were at Tam High, you belonged to different youth groups?
No, I didn't belong to any youth groups there, I don't think. No, I didn't belong to anything there.
Okay, and you started telling me, we're jumping back ahead, after you were married, the kids were 4 and 6?
Yeah, well, yes, when we were, as I say, my husband loved to travel, and he got a job with the USIS, United States Information Service, and so we were sent to Madras, India, where we lived for 2.5 years. And that was certainly awesome to give you to do.
What did he do there for them?
He was what you called the exhibits officer, and that was strange because the time we were in Paris, when we were first married, Julia Child was there with her husband, and she was going to that school. And I know I would have gone to that school had I not been pregnant.
You mean the cooking school?
Yeah, because that's where I got interested in cooking in France. You know, I didn't. It's too bad my mother, my brother always said to my mother, you should teach her to cook. And she said, well, anybody can cook, but not everybody can draw. And I used to draw when I was a little girl a lot. So anyway, I didn't learn to cook from my mother, which was too bad. But anyway, so they were there in Paris. And then he became an exhibits officer in the USIS. But he was, I don't know where he was, her husband. But anyway, that's what my husband, I remember a couple of the exhibits. One was Buckminster Fuller Dome that they brought to Madras. And I think there was an American Indian exhibit, maybe of pottery and so forth, that was brought. It was kind of a propaganda agency, and there was an American library in Madras, and.
You think he was a spy or anything?
You know, that's exactly what my neighbor said. I said,
wait, now?
No.
I mean, in recent years or in past years? I mean, I...
No!
Okay.
Well, you know, they questioned Julia Child's husband.
Okay.
But he did work for the Office of Social of Security, didn't he? OSS?
I don't know.
Yes, I think he did. And he was questioned. But no, my husband was...
Okay, so you went to India. How long were you there?
Then we were there 2.5 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then you went to India for 2.5 years and then went to Paris?
No, we went to Paris when we were first married.
Oh, okay, got it.
But anyway, my husband just thought, I guess, that I think he wanted to raise his children in America. Instead of, our next post would have been Dhaka in Pakistan.
Oh, wow. Where was your husband from?
Well, actually, he was born in Nebraska, too.
Oh, you're kidding.
No. He was born in Nebraska, too. Yeah.
The small but his, world.
His background is sort of Swedish and...
Oh, and that is that his... Is that how you got the rental from the Swedish
well,
place?
Because she I was think that Swedish? Was one of the big things about them. Being there because it was so Swedish for him.
Oh, I bet. Okay, so then you came back from India and you were in Mill Valley.
Yeah. Ever. And then we settled in at the old mill school and I guess... then my husband was working for the Chronicle, and...
What kind of writer was he? Did he specialize in a certain area? Like,
well, he featured, he wrote a lot of features, and feature stories. And I think they had a Sunday section that he worked on once. I can't remember what it was called.
Okay, so Old Mill School. Oh, actually, let's stick with this neighborhood. Tell me a little bit about the neighbors that you remember over your... tell me again, how many years have you been in this house, did you say? You bought it in...
Yeah, 1955.
Okay, so you've been in the house like 59 years, whatever?
Yeah, okay. Something like that.
And the Killians live next across the driveway.
Yes.
For pretty much the same amount, until 20 years ago, for probably the same amount of years, right? Uh-huh. So your kids grew up with the Killians.
Yes, right. Okay. Yes, that's right.
And who else lived near you that had an impact on you?
Well, that's when I started to volunteer. I was going to say that. In the... Old Mill School Library. I started to work as a volunteer there. And that's where I met. There were other people that I met and who were volunteers. And so a lot of, like Nan Stoller, the one that made the cookies.
And she had kids, your kids' ages?
They were a bit younger, I think, than ours. I believe. Maybe T is Steve's age. I don't think so, though. Well, I don't know. I don't remember. But a lot of us that worked as volunteers went back to library school and got either a master's or I got a credential to work in children's libraries.
Where'd you go back to library school?
USF.
Okay.
Yeah, USF.
Okay, so after you got your credential in libraries, where did you work?
So then I came back to the Mill Valley School District.
Okay.
And I was hired by the Mill Valley School District. And I had two schools, I think, that I had to serve. And one was Tam Valley, and one was Homestead at one point. And then I was at Marin Terrace, I think, too, at one point.
So how many years, roughly, well, did you work for the district?
Well, about three years.
Were your kids grown at this point, or are they still young?
Oh, they were still pretty young. They were, I remember Joe was in, I think he was in middle school. But anyway, then my husband got another opportunity to travel, and that's what we did.
With the family?
Yeah.
Where'd you go?
I don't remember. Where did we go next? this should have been written down. I should have.
It'll come to you. Okay, so you traveled for a year or two, do you think? Were the boys still in grammar school?
Well, that's strange. I don't know whether it was the time that we went to the Navajo reservation. It could have been that. He might have gotten a job at the Navajo reservation. And I was, but by then I know Joey was in high school. And Steve was going to San Francisco State then. So I don't know whether it was a Navajo reservation. And I went to try to get a job in the library there, but they gave me a third grade to teach. And I'm the last person that they should have had to teach a little 30 little Navajos. And but I had very good help. I had two young Navajo women who were helping me. So in that school, so I taught for a year. I can't, but we were there a year, and my husband was working for Navajo Community College. That might have been, must have been. I'm trying to think. Yeah, that was probably the why we went. Why I left the school district.
And when you came, and then you came back to Mill Valley?
Yeah, Well, yeah, we always came back to Mill Valley. You know, we'd rented our house. We would rent it. So even our neighbor, Mr. Whitehead, was in the real estate business then, and he took care of the rental for us, one family that we had. So it was always good to be able to come back to Mill Valley.
Okay, so then the boys went to Tim High, I assume?
Yeah, both of them, yeah.
And did you ever go back to work?
Yes, then I did. I kept working. Then I was sort of I worked as a substitute. And I worked at TAM and other high schools, I remember. Yeah, I remember substituting in high school libraries. And then I met a friend who would, I guess she, yeah, she worked, she was the librarian at Marin Catholic.
Oh, what was her name?
Dolores Simons.
I went to Marin Catholic. I think I knew her.
Oh. Huh.
The name sounds really familiar.
Uh-huh, Dolores Simons. And then there was an opening there for a librarian, another. So I was sort of an assistant librarian.
What year were you there?
You know, I never documented that.
Do you remember how old your kids were so I could kind of put it together if we were there at the same time? Anything that would, like, I never know years either, but if you can think about.
Oh, my gosh.
If your kids are out of college or.
Let me think.
So I think we might have been there at the same time.
Really? Huh. I wonder. No, And I worked there for a few years. I really loved it, you know. It was part-time.
Okay.
So I just worked part-time there. Mm-hmm. So that's probably another reason I liked it so much, you know.
I can see that.
Yeah.
Okay, hey, so I'm really intrigued by that beautiful structure out in your backyard. What it?
Well, it's Stephen's Folly. It's something he built.
And you called it a set design. Does he do set design?
Oh, yes, he's a set designer.
Like for movies?
Yeah, not for movies, but for stage.
Oh, okay, for plays.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Okay,
and he's worked.
Does he live in that structure?
Well, he did used to sleep there, but I didn't like it. I thought it was getting too moldy for him, you know.
So does that have a plumbing and electrical?
Or oh, no. Just, oh, that's no, just a playhouse? No, it's just kind of, no, it's not, doesn't have anything like that.
How many, did he build that as a little kid?
Well, yeah, he used to build as a little kid, but he didn't build it then. I don't know. He sort of let it go, you know. He let it deteriorate. He didn't have time to take care of it. So things got out of control. And he's been working on it, too, but he never gets it finished. You know, if you're a set designer, you don't have to worry about roofs leaking. And so he built something like that. My husband bought some property in the foothills when he was in the Navy. I didn't tell you that my husband was at Pearl Harbor, too.
Oh, no.
Yeah, my husband was at Pearl Harbor. But then, of course, I didn't know him.
That was before you met him?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God, how old?
I know. Because he was quite young to be there. And I had no idea.
So what did you do after Pearl Harbor, military? But
then he came back to University of the Pacific, a V5 program. But he left that.
What's a V5 program?
That sort of an officer's program.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But he didn't like that. He didn't want
to. So he
do
didn't
that.
Have to, did he have to do a tour of duty in the South Pacific or anything with the war? Or was he in combat?
Well, just that his ship went down at the California. He was on the California. And his ship went down, but
where did it go down?
In Hawaii, wherever that was.
Oh, during Pearl Harbor?
Oh, yeah.
During the attack?
Oh, yes.
Okay, so he was bombed, and his ship went down,
yeah.
And he got out?
No. But they were rescued. Some of them were rescued. Some of them. They didn't lose all of them. So he was rescued. But he was at Pearl Harbor, yeah. So...
And when did your husband pass away?
1995. But then he... let's see, after the... Well, then he went back to UOP, you know, after being in the Navy. And then I guess... I can't remember when the war ended. I can't remember when the war ended. I guess we were in college when it ended, probably. And, yeah. And then it was all different. And he wanted to do that traveling. Okay.
Where does Steve do set design?
Well, he started in, I guess in San Francisco.
Like right after high
but
school?
But he also went to college in Marin, and he went to San Francisco State. So I think he started doing them. He was with a group called Stage Group, I think, and he worked for them for years. And I think he sort of, he might have studied it at College of Marin, set design. He might have studied it there. And then I guess he studied it at State, and then was affiliated with this Stage Group and worked for them for many years. And he even acted in some of the plays, so that he knew a lot about theater. And then he worked with Joan Diemer at middle school, and worked on those plays that she did. And that's how she met, he met Lucy Mercer, I guess, who bought this theater.
Oh, I bet I know your son.
Oh, you probably do. He's a man about town.
Yeah, long ponytail?
Well, he has long hair. It's a little short now. He cut it.
Oh, I bet I know him.
But he usually wears that cap.
Yeah, okay, I know who your son is.
It.
Oh,
Well, of course. Yeah, his picture's over there.
Okay, I'll go look. Okay, I had no idea. Okay, mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Totally great.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So have you been in the theater?
Oh, I'm there all the time.
You are?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Well, that's good. Yeah, well, he did all that painting and stuff.
Yeah, okay, I knew that. Okay, yeah, okay. Yeah, totally great. Mm-hmm. Okay, and what does your other son do? Where does he live?
Well, he's staying up in our property. I told you my husband bought his property in the foothills.
Where in the foothills?
At a place called North San Juan.
Where's that?
It's about 14 miles past Nevada City, Highway 49. And our place is right on Highway 49. And there was a chestnut orchard there.
Oh, neat.
Yeah. So we've had that all these years.
And you do commercially produce chestnuts?
Well, my husband used to take care of it, you know. Uh-huh. And I won't say he loved it more than me, but we were neck and neck. he loved that place. And
did you spend summers up there?
Oh,
with
yes.
The kids?
Well, yeah, we would spend his vacation up there. Uh-huh. Yeah. And he would go up many weekends of the year. Yeah, and work up there. So anyway, that's where my when my husband died in 1995, a neighbor up there, or a person that we knew, who had 200 acres of, and he sold things organically, and he took over the harvesting of it, which was very wonderful for me, you know, because it was somebody to look after the orchard.
It. Yeah,
I couldn't deal with it. So anyway, he's been doing it all these years, harvesting the nuts and selling them. And I think he does pretty well. And he even had them certified organic, which was good, very good, I think.
So just chestnuts, or do you have another crop?
No, it's just chestnuts. It's chestnut orchard. I think there were 100 trees to begin with, but I don't think there are that many now. Some of them have died.
Okay, so your son lives up there now.
So he's staying up there. He loves it up there because he loves the country. Mill Valley, he loved Mill Valley too, but he thinks Mill Valley is spoiled, you know. It's not his Mill Valley anymore, so he likes it up there. As I say, Stephen and his father, this was a point of dissension between us, but because they built, Stephen and his father built this, what they call a bastide out of all the rocks that they got on the property.
Wait, they built a what?
It's called a bastide in French.
What is it?
It's a structure that's sort of French looking, you know.
Like with a shelter that with a roof on it so you can live in it
Well, that's the thing. I said, you know, Stephen wasn't good with roofs.
Oh, okay.
And so it's been leaking that.
But thing. You have a real house on it, or just the
it wasn't a real house. Stephen designed it, you know. And that's why I said, why didn't you build something we could use? It has a lot of charm, but it doesn't.
And your son,
not practical at all.
And your son lives in it.
We had built, there was a little house on the property when I first married Bruce. And in fact, we spent part of our honeymoon up there, and it was a little cabin, and it was nice. It was very nice, but it burned down. Now that I remember, I think in fire of 1957, there was a fire up there, and so we lost that little cabin. And then relatives built us another little one-room cabin that we'd used for years. I mean, it was very primitive. But as Joe has electricity and he has a telephone there.
In this one room cabin that the relatives built.
Yeah, that's where he stays. And so it was kind of nice. I remember when it was first built, but it's kind of run down now, I think, with the water and everything. And Stephen, you know, he doesn't go up there very often. So.
So, Jean, you have two pictures here. Tell me about this picture.
That picture is of in Old Mill Park, because I told you, we used to play in Old Mill Park, too. And then the Works Progress Administration had workers there who would teach us things, you know, and supervise us. And so I think that was when I was there. And then there was this concrete wading pool, and I slipped in it and got all wet, so somebody took my picture.
Were there any play structures there then?
I think there could have been, but I don't remember any. It's funny, because I would remember swinging or something. No, I don't remember. I couldn't tell you.
And what's this photo?
That's Treasure Island, the fair of 1939, I think it was.
Okay.
The World's Fair of 1939 on Treasure Island.
Neat. And who are you with?
Wanda Hartson. And she lived up on Cordillera Avenue, very close to town, in a bungalow there. And she and I used to play in the creeks together. And
what other creeks did you play in besides Old Mill
Creek?
That
one, yeah. And then there was a creek on Park Avenue. There was a bridge that went over a creek in Park Avenue. And
that's probably the Sycamore Creek, the one that goes through Sycamore.
Is that Sycamore? I don't
Whatever
know.
The
we
name
didn't
of it
know
is.
The name of it.
Yeah,
then.
I still don't.
And then, so anyway, there were some kids that had a raft there. They used to paddle it around, the raft, until Dr. Hartman, who lived very nearby them, decided he didn't want the children playing there. He didn't think it was safe. So he closed it off to them.
What, it was like a little pond?
It was a creek.
Okay.
Yeah. And it was pretty deep. I mean, you know, so anyway, he didn't think it was safe for them to play there in that way. And then another thing we used to do in the creek was to pick blackberries. That we used to pick blackberries a lot. My mother used to give me 25 cents a bucket for blackberries. And that was fun. And then there was, in my day, we didn't have Girl Scouts in Mill Valley. We had Campfire Girls. And so I was a Campfire Girl, and that's where I knew Jean Stocking. I was a trail seeker, and she was a fire maker, I think. And so our group of trail seekers were hosting a little party for the fire makers. And I think, as I recall, it was in Old Mill School. So we made dinner for them, and we had candlelight. And I remember Jean saying that she couldn't see the food because it was so dark.
Wait, are the two groups for different age groups? You said you were a
trail seeker. Well, there were four steps. Trail seeker, wood gatherer, and then I don't know, one was fire maker. I don't know what the fourth one was. I thought the fire maker might have been the top one. I'm not sure. I can't remember.
Who was your leader?
And I don't remember. And we occasionally met at Scout Hall. I remember.
Did you wear a uniform?
Yes. I did have a Campfire Girls uniform. Mm-hmm. It was blue. Yes, I did. And I don't know what else we did.
And, you know, as far as, I can't remember anything except that